Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild, that's right. I'm Linda Irwin, and I'm surrounded by my wonderful people, my co-hosts, and our wonderful listeners. Call in to 773-897-6461. Tonight, we're going to be slowly preparing to transition into the new year and all that that brings. And I'm making a very large transition. I'm going to be leaving Psychics Gone Wild. This is my last show tonight. But before we get into any more on the topic of transitions, I'd like to bring on Lori Connell, our Monday night host with Gary Wimmer. Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
hi Lori.
Hi, Lori. As everybody knows, tonight is your last night, Linda, and I'd like to share that I wrote. So I don't want to get too sentimental, so I might start crying.
I might, too.
So I'd like to share it, before, you know, so you can get your show going, okay?
Okay.
I named it Time and Space, a poem written for Linda Irwin. Linda communicates with her space people, the ones we can't see, but with her heart knowing it's who she is to me. The findings from spirit that guides her to know, her knowledge and readings is what makes us all glow. My friendship with Linda has grown in a way. I'm grateful we met, sharing laughter each day. Music and writing only comes natural to her. She shares her own passion from this she adores, as she always gives more.
Oh.
I pulled you a card. As I read it, let's say, I'm giving you back what you gave others in a spiritual way. This Nine of Cups card is showing contentment and glory. You've been a blessing to many, as it tells your life story. Thanks for your teaching and helping us grow. You're loved by so many, from my heart, this I know. As you climb in your spaceship and travel away, I send you best wishes and waving. Have a terrestrial day.
Oh, thank you. But you know, my ship, I can be anywhere in the blink of an eye, so just be keeping your eyes open. Plus, you know, we communicate on Facebook, and, you know, anytime we can talk to each other by Skype or telephone. So I'm only an instant away, Lori, but thank you so much. That was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Lynn just got dropped. She's going to be coming back in here in a bit. But in the meantime, I thought, Jan, would you like to share your poem?
Yes, I do, and I have teary eyes from Lori's.
Oh, boy.
Geez. Gosh, I'm going to do it again, too, but so I will try not to. And this one goes, thank you, Linda, for the time of my life working with you here on the Psychics Gone Wild radio shows. You are one of the very best, a star, and also a friend. We must work together soon. I mean, who knows? I know it will happen again. We are such a nice blend. You have always given me time, clarity, and inspiration since I have known you. We have worked together so well in many ways. It's so much fun. I hope there will be more of those days. You have such kindness and humor and such brilliance and talents. I hope we will meet again in more times of these cosmic alignments. But for now, I wish you well, and you will have time to expand. You are off to show more of your gifts. It's going to be just grand. Thank you for being so kind, giving and a light to me and to all of us. I am a huge fan. Happy New Year. I love you. Your friend, Jan.
I love you, too.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, this energy is getting too much. Lynn just got dropped again. Lynn, come back.
Help.
But this is my second time on Psychics Gone Wild. I started actually back in July 2012. And I see somebody in the queue also that I first met back then. But I met you, Jan, back then.
Right.
And it's just amazing everything that's happened since then. Sondra Green and I used to do the Living in the Psychic Realm together, which is part of Psychics Gone Wild. And
yeah,
it's just amazing. You know, you look back on everyone you've met and everyone you know, and it was all for a reason. You know, it was all to bring us all together. Who could have ever guessed we would know each other the way we do now, right?
I know.
Right. And I think that's part of getting ready to transition into the next year as well. Because there's so many things that are coming up for us that we can't imagine what they're going to be. And Lynn Bleasdale, now that we got you, we're going to hang on to you. Don't let you go.
What would it be without a few bumps off of Skype? I mean, it would feel right?
It was Skype doing that to you. I was hoping it wasn't Blog Talk because I would have to wait for them after school by the bike rack again.
Well, no, I think it was Skype. I kept getting bumped, but anyway, I'm still here.
All right. Yep, my co-hosts, Sandrake Bakke and Lynn Bleasdale, will be continuing on Psychics Gone Wild, though many of us were offered time off in January. And Lynn, you're going to be taking some time to catch up and regroup then, right?
I'm going to do my best, but I'll be back in February if you guys want me here.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're not losing Linda. We're gaining a wider energy field. And we're having, we'll certainly have Linda on when she wants to be a guest host, guest A guest.
For guest. Sure.
A guest guest. Yes.
A guest, I guess.
Guest guest. Yep.
Oh, you guys, I just love you so much. And I love our family, too. But before the show, I have to say I was given a really unusual message, and that was about the changing of relationships and careers that took place, especially towards the end of this year, and how all of that had to shake us up, shake us out of our comfort zone a bit, and that we need to move forward, and whoever it is that's in our life right now, we have the ability and the intuition to see where that's going. What is it, just a lesson? Is it truly a partnership for life? Is it just a partnership for a little bit of a time? Whether it's Sam or Charlie or whoever the people are that are in our lives, to appreciate them for whatever purpose they're here. And I appreciate everyone for the time that I was with you. And like we said, I'll be back. I'll be a guest every now and then. And, of course, you'll find me around the psychics, the real big room, as we're calling it, the real psychics gone wild room.
The big room.
3,330-something, Lori, is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
No, last I checked, it was 3,331.
Wow.
Yes.
You can find that room by going to www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. Who else would we be if we're not wild, right? Also,
right.
Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. You still have time to get in on the caricature contest. That's right. Go in there, look at the magic of Christmas caricatures and who all of us are, and then write that little bit about us. What does that caricature mean to you? What does it say about you? Use your imagination. Who are we? Put that down in writing and submit that through the Contact Us link. There's still time to get in on all of those prizes. All right. Lynn, did you have anything you wanted to say about our transitioning to the next year?
Well, I was thinking a lot about change over the last month or so. And I was thinking how awesome it is that we have the ability to change. And we actually have the ability to control how we change, you know? And I just think that's something to grab onto. Like we set all these New Year's resolutions and whatnot, but are we wishing those resolutions or are we actually acting them out and, you know, manifesting them? And we actually have the ability in every moment we live to make a change, and we decide, are we going to change for the better, stay as we are? You know, we have that choice, and that's an awesome thing to have. And that's what I think.
I agree.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I don't make resolutions on New Year's.
You don't, eh?
I don't confine it to a day.
Oh, there you go.
Very confining to say, okay, I'll wait until to resolve to do this. Do it now.
That's right. Yes.
If you see the changes needed, do it now. Right?
That's why it does,
yes,
take a whole year, because you do maybe 5 minutes of change every day. Teeny weeny steps, but always in that direction you want to go. Even if you do your thing for 5 minutes a day and then double it and double it, that's exponential change.
Oh, I agree.
I love that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, 5 minutes of yoga or meditation, 5 minutes of eating something healthy instead of a donut, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm one to talk. I eat donuts.
I eat cheesecake and cake and ice cream. Yeah, but moderation. You know, I don't just,
yes,
sit there and eat the whole half gallon in one sitting. You
there
know,
you
just
go.
Moderation is the key. That way you're not deprived.
Yep. Yep. A little bit of what you fancy does you good.
Exactly. Well, Lori,
that's
what
awesome.
Are your plans for the new year?
I'm going to be going through some changes myself. I don't know if I want to announce it or not. I think I'll leave it a surprise.
Okay.
But I just want to, you know, continue my growth, my spiritual growth is the main thing. And learn, just continue to learn, to, you know, to help others out as well as myself. That's basically my goal, my wish.
Mm, sounds wonderful.
Well, I think you're
and
already
Jan?
Doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I love everything that what everybody's saying. I feel the same way. I want to keep growing and keep pursuing the spiritual path and keep growing into it and this type of work too, psychic work, but also keep growing in the spiritual path too, so I can continue being more peaceful within myself, and which will help everything that I do. And that's one of the biggest things. And trying to be healthy is a huge one too for me, is the diet and trying to get enough of variety and vitamins and nutrition, etc. And looking forward, I'm really looking forward to this year because it feels like a good year coming up. And even though I think 2014 was a really good year for me also, I don't know, it felt good for me, but it feels like 2015 might even be more, and for a lot of people too. And but that's just what I've been hearing too, so that's sort of picking that up.
I believe
but
it
I'm
though.
Looking, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Lori, would you like to join in on the short readings with us tonight, or you just want to sit back and listen?
Yeah, I'll jump in a little bit. I'm not really prepared.
Oh, okay.
I'll do my best. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we'll do our part, and then if you have anything to add, we'll let you add it. How's that?
Okay, that's great, yeah.
All righty. Let's start out with our patient caller who's been waiting since before the show started, area code 519. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi there. How are you all?
Oh, pretty good.
My name is Serena. My name is Serena.
Hi, Serena.
Hi, sorry to hear you go, Linda. I hope it's to a fun place, or maybe you're retiring or doing something different. We're talking about transitions, and hopefully your transition will be a good one.
Oh, it is. I'm co-owner of Unseen World, and we want to try to build that show back up to what it was a couple of years ago. And also, I've gotten into some different kinds of music, and I've teamed up with someone, and there's a good chance that her script may get opted for a movie, and I will be doing the soundtrack for that. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'd love to be at the premiere in Los Angeles when that movie opens.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's exciting. That's great. Congratulations.
It is. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, what can we do for you?
Well, we're speaking of transitions, and I guess I have grown a lot over the last year, and I did something really unexpected this morning when I went into work. And I gave my resignation in. So now I've got 4 weeks to find another job, a replacement. So I'm wondering, did I do the right thing? Should I have stayed where I was? I just couldn't see myself there any longer. And will there be something else coming for me soon?
All right. The very first card I got was the Golden Liberation card. And what that does is once you have made an action like you and freed yourself from something that was binding, it allows your energy to regenerate and expand again. I'm seeing that you were stuck in something that was in the past that you have freed yourself from. And now your eyes are forward, and it shows someone in meditation knowing what it is they want to bring to themselves and bringing that forth. And I really feel that 2015 is a good year for you.
Oh,
how's that
good.
Sound? Jan?
Well, that sounds great. Hopefully sooner than later in the year.
Jan?
Hi, Serena.
Hi.
I see the I see the seagull for you. And it says, gosh, you know what? That's not the right one. I'm sorry. I can't give it that to you. It's not. What is that bird with? It has a huge beak, huge. And, dear.
The colorful
pelican.
Beak,
yes, it's the pelican. It's a pelican. Thank you. I'm sorry. Because I can't give you the wrong one. Let's see. Yes. There we go. Okay. Here we go. It was so specific, you know. You anyway, there we go. This is an opportunity to forgive either yourself or someone else and release any built-up guilt or resentment. It's time to free yourself from whatever is weighing you down and go ahead and take the plunge with respect to the opportunity that has recently presented itself. Sounds like you just did that. You freed yourself from something. And focus on cooperating with others, and particularly concerning any project you're involved with now. So if you're feeling any resentment or angry towards someone, you might want to just try and release that and let go of any heavy emotional resentments or anything like that. And you're an unselfish type of person and willing to share in all ways, and you're also very sociable, and you're highly intuitive too. So you're able to remain light and relatively cheerful no matter what is going on in your life and around you. So anyway, that's the message that the pelican is giving you. And the first things that it said was to forgive others and yourself, and to free yourself from whatever is weighing you down. So it sounds like you're on the right path here.
Okay.
I hope that helps in any way.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Lynn.
Hi there, Serena. I got a really good image of a bouquet of flowers being handed to you, and I feel that's congratulations. You've stopped up a major energy leak that has been draining you, this work you've been doing. You get to a point, I can't be there anymore. You have to have been drained and drained for a long time. And
yes,
you did
for sure.
Yeah. You did a thing that scared you, and you did it anyway because your intuition told you it was time, and that's the right thing to do for yourself. And then what I got here for you is take that energy, transform the fear into everyday motion. I just wrote that down as it came, and I think what that means is you'll be off work, you get up every day just like you would be going to work, and you find that job you want, find the job that's going to make your engine run, right? And just because the number four, when you said you had 4 weeks to get yourself together, I don't know, it resonated, so I looked up the number four here for you. It resonates with the vibrations and energies of practicality, organization and exactitude, service, patience, devotion, application, and pragmatism. And the number four also indicates inner wisdom. So take that for positive energy. You've got 4 weeks. I really feel you'll do it. I think your soul needed you to stop doing what wasn't feeding it, and now you're going to feed it. And do the thing you love. You can do it.
Mm. Yeah, well, the concerning part is that I'm a single mother, so, you know, I'm kind of second-guessing what I just did this morning. So that's, yeah, a lot of fear setting in at the moment. But
that's going to come up in hindsight. That's awesome what you did, but you did the right thing. Do you have a network of neighbors or other moms?
No, not other moms, no.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've got friends, yes, but not single mother friends.
No, but you can, you know, there's trusted neighborhood organizations, places like that where you can trade off babysitting and whatnot, you know? Find
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, my son's 13, but he's okay on his own. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, just you know, the fear of not having that employment income coming in. That's all.
Of course, but you're going to find it, because you're going to take, as soon as you're free, you're going to make finding the job your work, and with the energy you're going to put into it, you're going to succeed. I don't know, Jan, Lynn, Delore, don't you get a positive energy from this?
Oh, yeah.
I put a card.
Yeah, you can't help but succeed. What you did, you opened the door for yourself. You go through it. Don't be afraid to go through it. You did that for yourself. That is awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, your son's not going to have much of a mother if you're all drained and hate your job and hate your life and stuff, you know? He will respond better to a mom who's doing something she loves, and it's out there.
Yeah, I agree, totally.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Great. Okay.
Lori, did you have anything to add?
I went ahead and pulled a card for you, Serena. It's the Seven of Pentacles cards, and what everybody was saying, it relates to money, business, and barter. So, I was a single mom before, so you'll find a way. Just, you have to be persistent, and go for it.
I guess that's what I did. Something was telling me, well, it was unexpected. Usually I normally plan for things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was, you know, unexpected. So I'm not sure if I was guided to do that or, you know, it wasn't planned.
Oh, yeah. All right, go with your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Intuition is the best. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's great.
Thank you.
I appreciate all your help. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Serena. Go get them and breathe in the free air.
Yeah.
Okay.
A new door is going to open now.
Oh, it will.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank
you.
Happy New
Year. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Just to remind everybody, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. You've still got time to get into that caricature contest. Over $500 worth of prizes Jethro's going to be giving away, I believe, tomorrow night. Right, Jan? Lori?
Yes.
So you're going to definitely want to be sure to hit the follow button if you're watching up on the episode there, because that way you will never miss another episode. It will go right to your email inbox. Right now, we're going to take another call before we do a little bit more conversing. Area code 541, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone there.
Hi.
Oh, Jane.
Yes, it's Jane. Hi.
Hey.
My
surprise. I thought I'd let Jane have a real treat. She could ask questions of the rest of you, since I work with her pretty much one-on-one. So whichever, Jan, did you want to start, or Lori, did you?
I'll go ahead and let Jan.
Okay. Go ahead,
well,
Jane, and ask your question.
My question is about my health. I've been embracing and trying to manifest for years, a medical miracle, and I'm a type 1 diabetic of 48 years, insulin dependent, and I have many complications that come from having a dis-ease this long. And so my question for the new year is, if there are going to be any significant changes in my health, hopefully for the better.
I keep hearing, and I'm hearing it again, your health is going to get better. That's the first thing that I heard when you're starting to talk.
Okay.
And I don't know how or when or any of that, but I just get the message that your health is going to get. You're going to be going on a more positive track here. It's going to just get a little bit better for you.
Oh, good.
And I don't know, but I keep seeing I'm not sure if it's, I'm trying to look it up what kind of It's like monkey or orangutan or something.
Oh.
So I've seen butterfly for you before, Jane, and I was expecting the butterfly, but I don't. That's not what's coming through. I mean, I keep
okay.
seeing. I'm still seeing it now. I'm still seeing this monkey. So I gotta go look. I gotta check it out.
All right. Thank you, Jan.
Sure. And yeah, that's kind of a neat animal. And they're showing a monkey here that I'm not seeing at all. I'm seeing a completely different type of monkey. So I don't know. You know, just
okay.
your basic. But anyway, I'll just go ahead and read it anyway.
Okay.
It says, first accept things as they are. And once you do, you'll be able to generate creative solutions for any problems you're having and put them into action. Be willing to adjust your course quickly and as necessary when fresh information, whether intuitive or logical, comes your way. It's especially important that your communication is clear, congruent, and distinct, conveyed through words, body language, and action.
Mm.
You're in close communication with the nature spirits, particularly fairies and sprites, so seek
oh,
their
that's
help.
That's true. Good.
Yeah. And let's see. Be open to new perspectives and approaches, rather than getting bogged down in just everyday thinking. So there, I guess it's saying that just to open up to different ideas about this situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then I was just getting in general. I just keep hearing it over and over that your health is going to be on an upward track. That's what I hear.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I'm taking what you read to
mm-hmm.
mean that I don't get bogged down in the evidence of the disease. You know, I check my
right.
blood sugars like 10 times a day. And every
yeah.
time I do, I can be very discouraged because the evidence shows that I'm still not well. But I think that your reading is speaking of, in spite of the evidence, to claim my health, you know, to claim my health and my well-being.
Right. And did you say that the evidence of the blood sugar readings are well?
No, they're,
not
well. No, they
oh, okay,
they
okay.
they
not good, yeah.
Yeah, they indicate severe brittleness.
Okay.
But I'm
right.
trying to just roll with it and just say, okay, mm-hmm. it's just a measurement. It doesn't mean that I'm not healthy. I am healthy. I am health. I am wellness. And that's
right
what
on.
That's how I'm trying to respond.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that's very positive. I think that, and I can relate to you on that too. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what else, just out of curiosity, to see what else it might be saying. You're able to move through life with grace and fluidity. You're intelligent, clever, adaptable, and you're an excellent communicator. It says a lot of really positive things about you in here.
Wonderful, too. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And
wow.
I do relate to the fairy realm.
Oh, that, yeah, that's right.
That's strongly what I resonate with.
Right. Mm. Yep, and then it just says, be willing to adjust your course quickly and as necessary when fresh information comes your way, whether it's intuitive or logical, comes your way. So being open, I guess, and it's kind of neat to see what it says like that. Being open
okay.
to different avenues of trying things for your health, which I'm sure you already do all the time.
Yeah.
But there, I guess it's saying continue on that. And so
I want you to get well so much.
Thank you, Jan.
I really do. I know. I think you are. I think it's going to be better for you. I just do. I just
good.
Do.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad the strongest thing that's coming through is that my wellness is improving and that there's going to
yeah.
be an upward turn.
All right.
Right.
Well, what has Lynn got?
Well, Lynn's got an energy around Jane that we've met before named Eddie. You guys remember
oh.
Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay. Well, oh my goodness. May I digress? When we were
yes.
with Jane on Skype recently, Linda and I did see a young lad in spirit in the corner of your room. I wonder if that would be Eddie.
Oh. Hmm. I have a younger brother named Eddie, but he's not a child, but Eddie is what I call my younger brother, but he's still in the earth walk. So sounds like this Eddie is someone else that's come to me.
Could be, or maybe you just give Eddie a call, see if anything's up, but the name Eddie came up immediately. As soon as I heard your voice, Eddie came in. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send you some links after the show, but I think if you are able to try some plant-based plant-based, not cures, but things that will aid your immune system and whatnot.
Okay.
For example, if you can make yourself a tea of red clover and golden seal and honey, okay, that's just a start, just a little immune-boosting tea. If you can get those and make yourself a little and get in some of that into your everyday.
All right.
How are your stress levels? Are your nerves, are you tense? Are you to relax at all?
It's a chore every day to not collapse into anxiety.
Okay.
And I am taking, I took a lot of herbal supplements until I was able to get on some medication, which is helping. And it feels like I need to maintain my level of medication in order to not collapse under fear and panic each day.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, try this little tea with the red clover and the golden seal. That's for your immune system. But the thing that's chewing away at your immune system, and I know you know this, it's the stress. You can put all the good herbs in there, but if you're grinding your the blade down, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Anyway, I got a quote from you that popped in, and I think I'm paraphrasing Carl Jung, but it kind of goes like this. When you are up against a wall and you can't get over it, the thing to do is grow up against the wall until you are tall enough to go over it. We've got to find a way to get out of your current living situation. Because, again, the damage has to be stopped before you can start really healing. And anyway, we're working on it. You can also take more chard and Jerusalem artichokes into your diet. That is proven to be helpful to diabetes. Okay. I'll send you a whole bunch more links, okay?
Great. Thank you, Lynn.
All right. But anyway, Eddie seems to be hanging around you, or I think Eddie's in spirit. I really do.
He is.
Is he? You get that too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Just say thanks to him because he's like keeping you kind of surrounded, right?
All right. I will.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, Jane, so much love to you, dear.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, thanks, Lynn. Lori, did you have anything for Jane?
Yes. I went ahead and pulled the Ten of Wands card. And what this card is showing that you have been struggling and suffering due to your diabetes, your health, and through challenges. Lynn has said a good point. By adjusting your diet, you can help eliminate your health problems. You'll have to, you know, look up on the internet with different links and such, but try to control it. And the card also states having good faith, and with that, you'll gain your, you know, your positive self.
Okay.
Follow me?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay.
It's isn't the Ten of Wands usually that could represent the stress, and
right.
I need to stand up tall and strong as I'm facing this.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And it's honor and good faith, fortune and gain. So have good faith, and you can overcome that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you.
And just, you know, watch your diet, you know, try to make some healthy changes and, you know, all that good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Lori.
You'll be good.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Well,
Jane,
can I just ask you one question?
Sure.
I just want to, I'm sure you're already doing this and stuff, but are you getting the, are you taking vitamin D and all that stuff? And
yes.
Are you taking all the right calciums and everything?
Yes, yes,
yeah.
I am.
And you're continuing to do all that?
I'm continuing to do that, yeah.
Right. Right. I also agree with the stress level, too. That can just deplete so much. And,
of what I'm doing to move forward. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Meditate, that helps release a lot of stress.
All right, I'm trying to set aside more times during the day that I'm just quiet, that I'm in the stillness.
That's what meditation does, it quiets your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you all very much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, too.
And if
happy
I don't...
Happy New Year, too.
If I don't talk to you tomorrow, I will talk to you next year.
Okay.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank
Happy
you, Linda.
Happy 2015. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was given a little bit of insight this evening as I was getting ready to finish up my dinner and bring my dishes in. And before getting ready to do the show, I prepare an hour ahead of time. And it was just the way the angle of the sun was coming in through the window. I was flashed back to about, I'd say, 12 years ago in time, and I can't remember exactly where I was and what I was doing, but the feeling that came to me is that I had been out in nature. I had been looking at new scenery that I had not ever seen before that time, and that I was home, I had finished dinner, and the rest of the evening was mine to relax and do what I wanted to do with. And the message that seemed to tie into that for me was that, yes, even though we're stepping into a new uncharted territory going into 2015, if we can bring just a little bit of the positive, pleasant, familiar with us into that to comfort us when we come into something, pull memories that make us feel good, make us feel empowered, make us feel free, then we shouldn't have as much problem being able to deal with the changes that are coming. What do you guys think of that?
Oh, yeah. Every chance I get, I go outside. When it's sunny, when it's nice, it makes me feel better.
And
definitely,
the signs,
yes.
You know, like the sun coming through the window at just that certain angle, that to trigger that memory. We should always be open to whatever it is Spirit's trying to show us. Because let's face it, this happened in the summertime, and it's winter here, but yet they managed to arrange it so that the sun would come in at just the right angle through the window to remind me of how I was that day about 12 years ago. So they'll always be doing something to comfort us, I believe.
Wow.
I agree.
That's lovely.
It is.
We should.
That really is.
You should write a little bit of music to go with the picture.
Oh, I should.
Mm-hmm.
See if I could find a picture on the internet that looks like that and then put music to it and then put that as my video.
Yes, yes, that would be awesome.
All right, sounds like a good idea. Jan, did you have another poem for us?
Yes, I did. I have it right here. And it's called Peace on Earth. And so it goes, I am you, you are me. Let's be in this life more peacefully. The more we bridge our differences, the less violence we may see. I am you, you are me. Let's be in this life more harmoniously. I see blue, you see red. We see purple, together we are ahead. I see you, you see me. Let's live in this life joyfully. I am colors, you are the horizon, and we blend, and a rainbow forms. We shine and radiate heaven together. Let's go past the norms. I am a butterfly, you are a bird. We fly together through the trees and we breathe the same air. Let's live as friends, do we dare? I am you, you are me, we are all on earth here. I pray to have more love, more peace, and less fear. And that's that one.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That really ties into one of the words I used tonight when I was promoting this episode, connection. I think
yes.
We should talk about connection because I think it's very important that we focus on that more in the coming year. Lynn, mm-hmm. What's your take on connection?
I heartily recommend it at all times. connection, I think, starts with yourself. I think one of the best things you can do for yourself is teach yourself to pay attention. And I'm not perfect myself, but I know I function better when I am connected with the present moment, and I'm not. That shuts up the mind chatter for me. So connection with yourself, with the part of you that isn't physical, stay connected with that part, and you can get through anything on this earth. That's what I think about connection.
I agree.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
Lori, how about you and connection? I know you have such connection with nature.
We love each other. yes. I just looked up the definition of connection, and it says a relationship in which a person, thing, or idea is linked or associated with something else.
Hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
Right. Well, ladies, how about we connect to our next caller? How's that
Absolutely.
Sound?
Hi.
And coming to Mary Lou, who I first met here on, well, living in the psychic realm, back in 2012. How are you, Mary Lou?
I'm good. I would love a message from spirit from you, ladies.
All right. Anything in particular or just general?
You know, I would love to hear anything about my love life, unless it's really bad, then not.
Oh, it's not going to be bad. I can promise you that. Nothing is bad. We may have lessons, but we don't have... Oh, my goodness. I've got actually two ships are the first thing that I pulled up, which indicates either a long-distance relationship or moving to be with someone. And then the very last card I pulled up is something to do with 20 years. It could mean a 20-year commitment coming up for you or someone that you haven't seen in 20 years coming back into your life. Interesting. Something to ponder. But I'll turn you over to Jan.
Okay.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi.
Getting the cat for you. So that is... this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance as it's most likely an ancestor who's one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. And this, whenever you've released relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you. Oh, boy. and if listen to your own internal guidance, and you're independent and sometimes to the point of doing exactly the opposite of what others expect you or want you to do. And so basically, and it says, you may have been working too hard and it's time to play a little more. And you feel so wrapped up in someone's life that you're not sure where you begin and the other ends. Okay. So anyway, that's part of the cat's information. Does that resonate at all with you?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Lynn?
Okay. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi.
The first thing I got was the name Ray or Raymond and the number 28. Okay. And
okay.
Then I got an image of a teeter-totter, and this regards your relationship question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing the guy on one end is holding, you know how little kids do that? They hold the other guy up in the air. And when you're a little kid, it feels really scary, right? So watch, if you are going to go into a new relationship, you want to watch that you don't become invisible within it, like putting the other person's needs so far above your own that you're suddenly like not there except in the capacity for them. Is that making sense at all for you?
Yes.
Okay. However, on the good news thing, I got a heart around the month of July.
All right.
Okay. It's kind of a neat heart, too. It's one of those balloon hearts I get sometimes. Whoever you meet, you want to give the long tail to it so they're not feeling too claustrophobic. But watch yourself because, you know, you're easily overwhelmed with the needs of others. So you're allowed to be there, too.
Wow. That's good.
Oh, good. I'm glad that helped.
All
that
right.
Very good.
Lori?
Just to confirm that for you, Ray is my dad's name, and he's on the other side.
Oh, lovely.
Wow.
And isn't that nice?
And I use and I've heard the seesaw analogy with what I've been dealing with in my life.
Oh, well, you know what? Just grab onto a whole bunch of friends and, like, weigh the other guy down and run. And then meet them by the bike rack later, eh? Don't take that stuff. You'll be, yeah, just be really strong. You're strong. You can be, yeah. Show them, don't let anybody take away your light, right?
Right.
I'm glad that Ray shows up. That's lovely. That's really nice. I really appreciate his energy tonight.
I don't know what the 28 is, though.
I don't know either, but 28 just, maybe you can boil that down to number one. Look it up I can't pronounce that numerologically wise. But anyway, keep your eye open on the 28th of each month. See if something really neat happens. It's the 28 is not connected with the heart around the month of July, so I don't think those are connected. 28, I just don't know. Ask your family if 28 means anything for them, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If you can find out when your dad crossed, perhaps that might give a clue.
21st.
Nah, that's too much of a stretch for me. But at least we got Ray, and we can explain Ray, so that's lovely.
Okay.
Let us know about your upcoming 28s and see if anything happens. Or look for that as you're walking around. Just look for 28 to start showing up for you. And but it does boil down to one in numerology, so.
Oh, I know. I think I know what it is now.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, great. Lori?
Love that instant validation.
It's awesome.
Hi, Mary Lou?
Yes?
Hi. I have a card for you, and it is the World card. And that describes a change of place, immigration, flight, and with in regards to a love life. I mean, enjoy yourself, and it'll come to you, I guess. The thigh. Like when it's about the balloon, you know, with the tail on it. That's what I got.
Okay. Awesome, cool. Ladies. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary Lou.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Happy New Year.
Happy right. New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye. I'm going to take a minute and play. It's my last time to play commercials on here that I wrote, so I'm going to take a minute to play a couple of them for you, and then we'll go back to callers.
I am going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying yourself at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design yourself to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with the variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild111.com.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's psychicsstore.com, help you discover for yourself.
What is in the stars for you? How can astrology help you in every aspect of your life? What does the time of your birth reveal about you? With over 1,000 publications on hundreds of astrological subjects from different cultures and pertinent to an infinite variety of aspects, some only a few dollars, but all very reasonably priced, what are you waiting for? Go to www.bluemoonnow.net and browse the comprehensive selection from the noted authors and astrologers from around the world. Click on the video section for hundreds of videos you can watch and learn from for free. Embrace your authentic self. Learn how you chose this time to be born and what it means for you. Free readings are also available. Empower yourself by visiting www.bluemoonnow.net, astrology, and psychic store today. That's BLUEMOONOW.net. They are powered by Amazon, the world's most trusted seller, and happily sponsor Psychics Gone Wild.
I want to thank Jethro Smith for all of the wonderful places that he has sponsoring this show and for the opportunity for me to be able to write all of these wonderful commercials. I also want to thank Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. I had a lot of fun doing commercials for them, and they give away some beautiful prizes. Don't they, Jan, those owl necklaces?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're so pretty. Yes. Mm. I love them.
Love it. I hope I'll be able to write more commercials in the coming year because I had a lot of fun. It was something new that I'd never done before, writing for online radio. And I'm just really thankful to everyone here at Psychics Gone Wild for all of the opportunities that I've had. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Jethro, Uncle Jethro. And if you want the newest book, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, Awakening Your Intuition, you can find that at www.jethrosmith.net or amazon.com. I read mine, and I have to tell you, there's some amazing things you can learn in there, people, how to enhance your intuition by giving readings with dice, with cards, and even dominoes. Special ways to clear your chakras, meditate, protect yourself. How you can cleanse yourself with white carnations. It's all in the book, very reasonably priced, so run over there and get it. Also go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check out all of the wonderful family of psychics over there and schedule that personal one-on-one reading time. Okay, I'm done doing commercials. Shall we go on to another caller?
Yeah.
All righty. This one's a Skype caller, 111. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
What can we do for you?
Yes, first I wanted to thank you all for what you do and to have this forum available to myself and to others. You know, for the commitment, the sweat and expense that's, you know, put into so that I can it's available to me and others. And thank you, period, and health, peace, prosperity, abundance, and chocolate and all good things, and and the coming new year for each one of you.
Oh,
wow.
For you
too.
That's
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have several concerns. I'm going to first my health. It's in particular my IgE levels. Are showing that they're quite elevated. They're in the 2,000 level, which they normally should be in the range of 150. And that, I guess that's connected with the immune system. I was diagnosed a couple of years ago with asthma. And so I'm now taking, since about 3 months now, a medication called Xolair. And it was basically my pulmonology doctor suggested to open up my bronchial tubes because they were just really congested, and I guess to dissolve and release and get those open. But also I was wheezing even though I couldn't hear it, but he could. And I went on and did it, and I must say I do that the breathing is better when it turns winter here. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. These winters can be brutal. Last year and the year before, I'd hit that cold air, you know, or say if I had steps to walk up and it'd take me, or if I had to, you know, run fast, it'd take me a couple of minutes to recover. And I can tell with the Xolair, I don't need to do that. So I would, you know, and I pray obviously each time that I get the injections. But anyway, my IgE levels are just excessively high. I feel fine. I have excellent energy. There's no pain. So I can't figure it out. and I've begun to lay hands on myself, and I've, you know, been talking to myself and talking to my immune system, and to just ask, you know, or, you know, my body, period, you know, what can I do to, you know, to help you out? But that's one concern that I, you know, and it's, you know, several, but that's, but I just can't figure that out.
Okay, the cards that I pulled for you, one was the White Rescue Ship, and when you started talking about the medication you're on that's working, that seems mm-hmm. to be your rescue for that situation. But they're also showing me that you need to communicate, and it looks like a holistic male practitioner. I don't know if you're seeing any holistic practitioners right now.
I'm not.
Okay. You might want to check into some, because I think they're going to have more answers for you than what the regular medical field has. But it's good that you're feeling good about yourself. Don't worry a lot about numbers. Let me tell you, my physiology is quite different. My normal temperature is 97.1. My white blood cells look odd, but they're perfectly fine. I'm 58 years old and on no medications. And it's just that if they see the test results, they freak out because they think something's got to be wrong because it doesn't fit within their norm. But
right.
I would do that. But if you're feeling good, I mean, you know your body. You know when something is wrong and when you need to go in and get it taken care of. So
yeah.
I would rely on your intuition and also find a holistic person to assist you. We do have a healer here on our Psychics Gone Wild team that you can contact, Dina Flanagan. In fact, her show will be on tomorrow night with Jethro Smith. She might be able to help you even more. But I'm going to turn this over to Jan.
Okay. Sure. Hi, Patricia. And I recommend
Thank
Dina
you.
Also. Dina, tomorrow night, I recommend her also, Dina Flanagan. She can see right into your body. And
right.
But what did you say your diagnosis was?
Oh, asthma.
What's that?
Asthma.
Oh, asthma. Okay.
Right.
I've had asthma. My mom had severe asthma.
Right.
So I watched her go through it.
Right. And thankfully, I don't have any. I've never had any attacks. It's been a mystery. No.
No attacks?
No asthma attacks. And what it is,
they say you have asthma.
That's what the testing and all. And the way the results seem to present themselves. What happened to me a couple of years ago, I was in a different state, long story short. I was volunteering, you know, with a humane society and, you know, running with the dogs, not intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I had been doing that for about, maybe a month. Then one day I couldn't walk 3 steps. I was that short of breath.
Wow.
And I was going through a difficult time. I was in a homeless shelter and, you know, a lot of stress and, you know, had been betrayed by a friend, I thought was a friend, a former teacher. And, you know, that's behind me. And I definitely have, you know, been moving forward in my life. It's been slow. But I've been, you know, doing that. And so the doctor, when I got here, they would ask me all types of questions. Well, had I lived in places with mold or do I know of you know, that sort
yeah.
of thing. And it's like, well, I've lived in apartments most of my life. And, of
mm-hmm.
course, you know, most of these landlords, they're interested in rent. And, I mean, they could care less about if there was mold or whatever. So it could have been, you know, mold and I was exposed to it because I'm not a smoker. I'm not a drinker. I've been exposed
mm-hmm.
to the secondhand smoke, and I've lived in 2 places with very bad air quality here in Cleveland, Ohio, and in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. That's really, you've been through a lot of stuff to get it, and then it's sort of, I have a health problem myself, and my IgG or whatever those things are, I had them all messed up too, and they diagnosed me with asthma, but other stuff too. But anyway, and it's a it's a whole bunch of stuff put together, and then all of a sudden it happens to you. You know, your immune system goes down, and it could be from many different things all at once.
Anyway,
I agree with Linda to going to a naturopath if you can, and I'm going to start doing that too this year in 2015, just to add on to my normal other doctors who are also very good, but I just want to add on this too. Anyway, the ostrich, I got the ostrich for you.
Okay.
So it was just basically saying sort out whatever is no longer useful to you and let it go to make room for the new. So just try to let go of the past or the old that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing constantly too, so I can get that out of my body and out of my mind so that it can leave room for my body to heal. And also it says you're completely with the ostrich coming in, you're protected from any harmful psychic or spiritual intrusion. So that's nice.
Thankfully.
Find some practical uses for whatever inspirations and ideas have come to you recently. Be courageous in exploring and gathering information from new spiritual areas, trusting that you'll be able to stay grounded in this physical world. This is a great time for you to satisfy any hunger concerning any kind of new course of study that you might be interested in any kind of educational process. You're capable of accessing other dimensions of the spiritual realm while at the same time staying grounded. It says you may have been entirely too visible in the public eye, and you may want to lay low right now and just to keep yourself in a good place, you know what I mean, so that your energy doesn't get too scattered.
I'm a full-time student, and I'm studying sound engineering. So this started last year. Just in fact, earlier this month was the end of the fall semester, and I 14 credit hours, and it was a lot, but I had a purpose. And
that's awesome.
And I'm just now really just using reclaimed my musical visions and dreams.
Yeah.
And I believe my strongest talent skill might be in songwriting and composing, but I'm finding out. Anyway, I started to compose a business plan. I've been doing some numerology on the name of my publishing company, so I'm going to get it registered with the trademark and patent office. Now I've just got to start writing songs and content, and that's just one area. I get that, and it was just truly learning this area has just truly been it's been new, different, but it was not in a support around a lot of supportive instructors and some of the students. Because I was, slow and it was new to it all. It just really did their best to discourage me that I would quit. But I'm going to be there. And in fact, it made me just much more determined to learn this because obviously it will benefit me. And I'm going to just stay there and just, and learn what I need to learn and get this degree. But obviously the music and really... And I feel that my music, amongst other things, the written word, as I feel as a writer, would really just be so helpful, supportive, encouraging.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Right. For myself, but for others as well.
For sure. Wow, you've got a lot of wonderful things going on. You're doing so many wonderful things. So nice. So
yeah,
I'm going to let you go to Lynn now and just Just take really good care of yourself, and it, you know, with everything that you're doing, and you are doing a whole lot, but
yes.
I would just really take good care of yourself. And
yes.
Congratulations to you. You're amazing.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Lynn?
Okay. Hi, Patricia.
I hardly
know where to start here. I've got so much written down. I'll just start up here. I've got the right idea. IgE antibodies are what they find when they do allergy tests.
Levels
of them? Okay. Are you a heavy dairy milk user?
Not the milk. I've been indulging probably too much at all with the cheese.
That's cool. It's, we all do it. It's Christmas. What are you going to do, right?
Well, it was before Christmas, but butter, cheese, and I have coconut milk.
Mm-hmm. I want to give you a really good recipe for butter users.
Okay.
Mix your butter half and half with, like, a good oil. Like, let it go soft and warm, and then mix it with a beater. Put it in your fridge, and it spreads nicely, but you're cutting your butter in half. And it's called Better Butter. It's an old Amish recipe, and it's just awesome. That way you can cut that. You cut your. I just got a sense you need to cut back on your dairy a little bit there.
Okay, all right.
And I do agree with Linda and Jan and Lori that you should really find a good naturopath, because they'll treat the whole person, not just what's going on with your plumbing there, you know.
Right.
They will. Because there's so many food-based things. Oh, and here we go. Came the, you may have heard this before, but it bears repeating, let your food be your medicine. Let your medicine be your food.
Okay.
Now, and I got a name, Lonnie or Lenny. I'm not sure. It's like Lonnie, Lenny. But I also got separately another name, and I think this is somebody on the earth plane. I got the name David and the number 46, and I sense this is somebody you're going to meet that's going to be helpful to you. And why, I don't know, but I think it's going to be like your naturopath or a producer, or like not a love relationship, a helpful male named David. And while you were talking, I got such a heartache feeling, like grieving, like I'm feeling grieving from you, like you're trying to heal from a real heartbreak, and that this music that you're doing now, the work you're doing now, is going to transform that heartbreak energy into something very positive, and I'm so glad you're doing this.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with Lonnie or Lenny, but there are several Davids where I'm taking my classes. One is the program manager, who has just been negative to me and is problematic. And there's an instructor that's a Dave. Well, he's called Dave, but he's still a David. And there's a student David, but I don't think it's any of them.
Well, keep the number 46, because it's circled, and the number 46 is below it in the circle. So I'm not sure what that means, but...
birth year, maybe?
Yeah. And, you know, funny, the name Lenny, I don't know why, but I'm picking up Lenny Bruce.
Oh, yeah, when you said that, I mean, just now, that name Lenny Bruce, it's like,
Is that what you thought? Because I think I'm picking up, like, I'm not saying I'm channeling Lenny Bruce, but I'm picking up the feeling of Lenny Bruce, and I'm hearing his music and stuff. So, awesome musician. Didn't end terribly well, but he's probably fine on the other side. He could be saying, keep it up or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Right. So
just watch the cheese. I think that, you know, you'll do better. Cut your dairy back a wee bit, you know.
Okay.
And see how you feel. But, food will help you, like changing your diet. And, what you put in, that's what you get out, right?
Yes. Wow.
Have a donut once in a while, though.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm a sweets eater, and I know I need to cut that down.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
You can feel it in your body when it's had too much, right?
Yeah.
But that's where stevia is great. You can sweeten with stevia, and you can buy it like a sugar now. So have a look in the health food store for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually good for you. It's recommended for people with type 1 diabetes, just referring back to Jane's thing there.
Okay. All right.
That's great.
Well, I receive it all, and I give thanks and just continue to move forward. And yeah, I know that I'm, have to slow down and take excellent care of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
And get
what
writing.
Lori have?
Uh-oh.
Right.
Where's Lori? There.
Lori? Uh-oh. Well,
Linda, what'd you do with Lori?
Hello. I didn't do anything. I'm checking my pockets and I'm checking the drawers here in the studio and I can't find Lori. Lori. Uh-oh. Well, she's on, but okay, well, thanks, Patricia. Be
Thank
sure to contact
much.
Lori, Jethro, Dina, everyone, Lynn, Jan, through psychicsgonewild.com, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take good care, Patricia.
Thank you, you too.
Okay.
Well, we're getting down near the end of the show, but I thought maybe we could share a little bit more about our hopes and dreams and plans for the new year 2015. Which I feel personally is going to be a very powerful year. Jan, what are your hopes and dreams for 2015?
Well, my hopes and dreams are that I can be a better conduit of information and messages of this kind of work, of what we're doing here for others, and to be able to help people as much as I can in this year, and also that I could continue on with doing my creative work too, of poetry and using them as songs, and also, that's another thing I want to do, and trying to just be as much of a peaceful person as I can be within myself so that I can keep that going in my household and keep that going in our groups, and it's just one small way of making peace on earth, and sharing as much of that kind of energy out into the world. That's what I want to do, and also really enjoying life too as much as possible, like laughing more and just enjoying it. I think I want to have a little more fun this year and get out a little more. I didn't get out too much this year, and I think I'm going to concentrate on that and sharing that with my husband a little bit more, because I think he missed me a little bit this year. But we still had a good year. But and just and carrying through all of that with everybody that I'm around, and so that we all have a good time together.
Wonderful. And I know you'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Lynn?
Well, I want to open my mind even more because the experience with elementals and then starships, it's like, really? Okay. I didn't think my mind was closed, but I realize I need to really open it and learn a whole bunch more. I guess the more you know how much you don't know. But anywho, I also want to really help teach people to stop fighting. Oh, you know, whenever something comes up, let's, you know, learn to use our words and our brains to stop. Because if we stop fighting on a microcosm level, then we can spread that to like the world. Well, boy, that's a hard one. But you know what? If we model peace and kindness. Well, basically, let's just all follow the golden rule. And if we model that to the rest of the world, who knows? Miracles can happen, right?
Oh,
yes.
Definitely.
I agree.
Yeah. Fighting just, oh, boy, I don't know. It's just the worst way to go at something, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what, Lynn? As far mm-hmm. as your contact with the star beings, I know that's going to improve.
Well, I'm still like, I feel like, oh, what's his name? Richard Dreyfuss in the Close Encounters. I'm like, holy doodles. Like, I just wasn't expecting anything like that,
right? Are
you
starting to make mashed potato sculptures?
Well, actually, yeah, Barry's really ticked at me. It's in the living room over there. But, no, I guess I'm hanging out with Linda Irwin too much because I'm starting to see them now, too. But, no, very blessed. It's just, wow. And then elementals, we have to explore that topic a bit more, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
I love the elementals, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, mm-hmm. keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's see if Lori is back with us. Lori. And I don't know what happened. It shows she's on here live. But anyway, I guess it's my turn. I'll share
okay.
real quick.
Yes.
All right. I'm planning on
Hello.
All types and adventures of everything creative for 2015 and enjoying the connections I have with everyone I've met and already knew from Psychics Gone Wild, as well as getting into more with Unseen World with Sandra Green. So be sure to check out Unseen World here on Blog Talk as well. So there's just all manner of things I'm going to be into, and I don't know what all they are yet, but I'm just open to whatever is going to come to me. And well, I thought I heard Lori. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just briefly, I thought I heard her for a second.
We all heard it, Linda. I think the elementals have got her. We're going to have to go and...
Hello?
There she
there
is.
There you are.
There she is.
Hi, Lori. We got about 3 minutes. Why don't you share your hopes and dreams for 2015?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I like to continue my goals, achieve my goals, pursue my career in my work, display my skills, my knowledge, and my talents to help others along my journey.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I know you'll do that too.
Oh, yes.
Every one of you has affirmed what it is you're setting your intention for. And to all the listeners, I want to remind you also that if you affirm what you set your intentions for the next year, you can make it happen. Right, ladies?
Absolutely right.
Yes.
Absolutely. For sure.
That was my bell to say Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New
Real
Year.
Quick
yeah.
here. Lynn, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Oh, I'm not even on the site. Hang on. Whoops. sorry. Okay. It's lbleasdale.wix.com/Lynn is my website, and my Gmail is worklight99@gmail.com.
And she will be continuing to work in readings and then be back on air here on Psychics Gone Wild beginning in February. So contact her anytime if you need a reading. Jandrake Bakke, our poetess, animal totem, and reader. How can they get a hold of you?
I'm at email jandrake007@hotmail.com, and I'm on the www.psychicsgonewild.website, too.
All right. And Lori, thank you for being on with us tonight. This was really fun, kind of a going away party
Always.
For me. I loved your poem, both of you. How can they get a hold
thank
of you?
You can reach me at lorici1024@gmail.com, and I can also be found on psychicsgonewild.com. And they can listen into my shows with Gary Wimmer on Monday nights.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, tomorrow night, Jethro Smith, Dina Flanagan, and they will be announcing some winners and taking your calls. The New Year's Eve special. So be sure to follow the show on Blog Talk. That way you get a reminder about that show and you won't miss it. Everybody, happy 2015 and Stay wild.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you.